Chapter 25, Back Home.
You used Melissa as collateral?
Tariq's voice cracked with disbelief.
This is serious. Do you know what you've done?
Melissa and Arbeck had returned home. Marcus was hanging out with the pensioners with their two slaves at the pool and seen the upset couple. Over the last 10 days, she had seen him frequently with them. It seemed as if, despite their great age difference, they always had something to talk about. She had wanted to listen in sometimes, but they spoke in German, and she couldn't make anything out. When she had asked him, he had said that they were talking about their lives.
Hey guys,
Marcus said.
Hey Mel, why are you still wearing the steel collar? I thought you were going to swap it for Arbex.
Apparently not,
Melissa hissed with suppressed anger.
Whoa, what's going on?
He said. He followed them inside to get some answers.
I know,
Arbeck replied.
This is all just a horrible mistake. I'm so sorry. I'll pay back the loan as quickly as I can.
Melissa was angry. This was the moment she should have been freed. She would have walked back with Arbeck's collar instead of the state collar. And as soon as they were back home, he would release her from it, and she would be free once again. Then she would have put on some of Arbeck's clothes, and they could have gone out for clothes shopping, and maybe even make an appointment at a vet. No, she corrected herself, a medical doctor, to get this ridiculous ear tag off her. But none of that had come to pass. She remained shackled by the same steel collar she'd worn since her arrival at the airport. Up until this moment, she had harbored a firm belief that there would be an end date to her wearing this collar. Now, however, its removal was contingent on the loan being fully repaid. The uncertainty loomed large. If the loan went unpaid, her liberation was no longer guaranteed. The prospect of the bank repossessing her was chilling. Their goal would certainly not include her liberation. The terrifying realization settled in that she might end up enslaved to someone who viewed her solely as a slave, with no intention of ever granting her freedom.
What does it mean? I mean that I'm collateral,
Melissa asked, her voice fraught with tension. She was standing with them. Over the last 10 days, she had become used to not being allowed to stand among free people. But the 10 days were over, and she was no longer bound by her promise to keep up appearances. And she was too distressed to sit or kneel anyway.
It means exactly that,
Tariq replied.
If Arbeck defaults on the loan, then the Grain and Gain Bank has the right to repossess you.
And what does repossession mean exactly?
Melissa followed up, quivering with anxiety.
Well, I've never seen it happen, but my understanding is that they can take you and then sell you to cover the cost of the loan.
Sell me?
Melissa repeated in a voice now tinged with panic.
To whom?
Arbeck leaned forward, his voice firm with resolve.
I will repay the loan, Melissa. That was always my plan.
He glanced around at the others, seeking some measure of support.
Over the last 10 days, I've been looking for jobs. I got a reply for one. But I have to go to England for the interview.
The riots in England had subsided almost as rapidly as they had erupted. In hindsight, the situation hadn't been as dire as the media had portrayed it. After Melissa's liberation from the health office, she learned from Tariq, Amina, and Zahara that they had only used the riots as a pretext to switch to distance learning for their studies. Marcus had joined them out of curiosity about Grabesh, and it became clear that even Arbeck hadn't been genuinely concerned about the riots. He had simply gone along with Melissa's decision. Arbeck had already told her about the invite to the job interview a few days ago. She had been happy for him. At the time, she had imagined she would be freed today, and they would be going back to England on their next flight. As a free woman, leaving this nightmare behind her. But the judicial officer had said that she couldn't leave the jurisdiction of Grabesh. She was stuck here. She began to realize that this meant that she had to stay back when Arbeck went to England for the job interview, and as a slave, she was completely helpless on her own. Melissa's eyes widened in alarm, her voice rising with panic.
England? You're leaving me here?
She struggled to steady her breathing, her fingers clutching at the collar around her neck.
I have no money, no papers, literally nothing. They took everything from me at the airport, and as a slave...
She emphasized with a tug at her collar.
I can't do anything here.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. This was good news at first, but now that you are stuck here, it complicates things.
Arbeck said.
But I need to get a job to pay back the loan.
Tariq, ever the pragmatic one, offered.
I could take care of her while you are away, Arbeck.
Melissa couldn't believe what she was hearing. Her eyes darted to Arbeck. Arbeck paused in thought and then nodded in agreement.
Yes, I think that would be best, Tariq. Please, look after her.
Melissa's heart raced as she processed Arbeck's words. The thought of being handed over, even temporarily, to someone else to be her master was an affront to her sense of self. She felt like a free woman, trapped in a nightmare where her autonomy had been wrongly taken from her. Her fingers tightened around her collar again, the steel feeling harder than ever. Why should I need a master at all? She thought, her mind reeling. I'm not some piece of property to be passed around. But reality was harsh. Without Arbeck, she had no rights. Slaves couldn't use money, so even if Arbeck left her with any, she still would not be able to rent a place on her own or even buy food. She looked at Arbeck, her eyes burning with an unspoken question. How could you do this to me? But she knew the answer. This wasn't his doing alone. It was the system, the culture, her misfortune. She had no way to survive in this country without being under the control of a free person who looked after her because she couldn't do it herself, not as a slave. Arbeck watched her, his expression one of regret and resolve.
Tariq will make sure you're safe,
he said again, as if trying to convince himself as much as her. Melissa's thoughts were a whirlwind of resentment and pragmatism. She couldn't just reject the idea outright. She had no choice but to accept the necessity, no matter how much it stung her pride. I have to survive. I have to trust them. She bit her lip, her gaze shifting from Arbeck to Tariq, then to Amina, searching for any sign of an alternative that wouldn't require her to agree to submit to Tariq as her master. But there was none. She swallowed hard, the lump in her throat, not just from fear, but from the bitter taste of her own powerlessness. I can't fight this. I can't live without a master here. The realization was a heavy weight, but it was also the key to her immediate survival. With a deep breath, she prepared to voice her compromise, hoping against hope for a solution that felt less like a surrender. Before he could continue, Melissa interjected, her voice now pleading.
Can't Amina be my master while you're gone? It just feels wrong to be left under another man's control.
Amina's expression softened, a smile touching her lips.
Oh, Melissa, that's so sweet and I'm truly touched. I would be honored to do it.
She then looked at Tariq, her tone shifting to one of practicality.
But Tariq handles most of our paperwork. He's been working with Arbeck to get your belongings back from the airport. It makes sense for him to be your legal guardian while Arbeck is away.
Tariq nodded, sensing Melissa's apprehension.
I understand this isn't ideal, Melissa, but it's the most practical solution. We'll make sure everything is as comfortable for you as possible.
Melissa sighed, the reality of her situation sinking in.
Is there no other way?
Her voice was small, defeated.
There's not, I'm afraid.
Tariq said gently.
But I promise we will take good care of you.
Arbeck interjected, trying to reassure her.
Tariq knows what he's doing with this kind of thing. He's been a big help already.
With a reluctant nod, Melissa accepted the inevitable.
So, if you're my legal guardian, does that mean you'll be my master while Arbeck is gone?
Tariq confirmed with a nod.
Legally, yes. Arbeck is still your owner, but the control over your day-to-day life would be with me until he returns.
Amina reached out, placing a comforting hand on Melissa's shoulder.
We both make sure you're looked after. You won't be alone, Melissa.
Tariq added.
You'll be in my care, but we're all here for you. We'll keep things as normal as possible.
Melissa took a deep breath, the weight of her situation heavy but slightly eased by the reassurances.
Okay,
she murmured, her acceptance more out of necessity than agreement. She was stuck, but at least she wouldn't be completely alone.
Sir,
she added. Arbeck didn't care about the use of honorifics, but she knew from the last 10 days here that it was different with Tariq, Amina, and Zahara. Having grown up in Grabesh, they were accustomed to slaves adhering to specific behaviors and speech patterns. Even though they saw Melissa as a friend and supported her, in their eyes, she was legally a slave. If she acted like a free woman around them, even in minor ways like neglecting honorifics or standing in their presence, she knew it felt grating to them. A cultural faux pas, as it might be, to someone in the West, seeing the wrong items tossed into the recycling bin or hearing a beloved song played out of tune. In her situation, she needed every help, every ally she could find. It was not worth alienating them over matters like this. She would kneel in their presence and call them sir and ma'am to keep them on their side. And now, with Arbeck away and Tariq her master for the time being, she was even more dependent on him. It was a means to an end. Once she was out of this slavery mess, she would leave this group anyway, never to see them again. So it didn't matter in the long term.
Yes, we'll look after you as if you were one of us,
Amina affirmed, her voice soft but resolute. Melissa let out a long, resigned sigh, trying to accept the situation.
Okay, if you say so. But promise me, you'll keep me out of trouble and try to keep this as normal as possible.
Of course, Melissa.
Tariq replied, his eyes meeting hers with sincerity.
We'll make sure everything is as normal as it can be. No trouble, I promise. You'll be with us, and we'll manage everything together.
Arbeck placed a comforting hand on Melissa's shoulder.
I'll be back as soon as I can. I'll sort out this job, get the money, and we'll clear this mess up. You just need to hang in there for a little while longer.
Melissa nodded, her face a mask of anxious acceptance.
All right, Arbeck. Just come back soon. And thank you, Tariq, Amina, for looking out for me.
She recoiled at the thought of having to thank Tariq for agreeing to be her master, thanking him for agreeing to have control of her. But there was no other way. Here, she depended on someone owning her. And she had to hope that this someone would treat her well. Zahara, who had been quiet, spoke up.
I need to go back to England as well to take a few tests.
Her voice was casual, but it didn't escape Melissa's notice. Melissa felt a stir of suspicion, her brows knitting together in a slight frown as she glanced between Zahara and Arbeck. The coincidence of them both needing to go to England at the same time seemed too convenient. Oblivious to the tension, Arbeck clapped his hands together.
Then we could book the flight together. We could sit next to each other. It would be fun.
Melissa's gaze lingered on Zahara, trying to read between the lines. Her heart sank a little, the situation feeling more complicated by the minute. She didn't like the idea of being left behind, but even less so, she didn't like the idea of Arbeck traveling with Zahara. Yet, she knew she had little choice in the matter, bound by her current circumstances and the decisions of those around her. Tariq gave Melissa a look meant to convey trust and protection, while Amina's smile was one of genuine concern and comfort.